So where are you from? At the steering wheel of the unfamiliar car, I stop at the light. There's a pause during which the country singer on the radio, his choice, not mine, sings about kissing all American girls. What? I mean, like, what nationality are you? My driving instructor persists. His voice tinged with a slight southern drawl. What country? My grandparents are from Taiwan, I say timidly, as if I'm uncertain about it myself. But I was born in Boston, so I'm American. So I guess I'm Asian American. And how do you pronounce your name? Tsai? Tai? Tsai, I correct. I hear my dad in the patient voice he uses to explain the pronunciation of our surname. Tsai, like itsy, bitsy, spider. Tsai, he repeats, mispronouncing it Tsai. Turn left here. So what do you like to do for fun? I like to write, I say, relieved that the portion of the conversation about my race is over. Mostly poetry, some fiction. Oh, that's funny. I pause. Why? Because you like language, and you're not even from here. This isn't the first time I've dealt with racism. My hometown, Fort Wayne, is a predominantly white city in a state that is 85% white. One of its highest-rated Chinese restaurants on Yelp is Panda Express. Some people speak to me more loudly or slowly than usual. I don't look like my classmates. As I reflect on what offends me about being told that I'm not from here, I struggle with the many layers of inequality inherent in this statement. I struggle with the assumption that an Asian American can never be considered a full-fledged American in the same way as a Polish American or a German American, even though we have contributed in industry, finance, law, science, and innumerable other ways. I struggle with expectations for Asian girls to adhere to stereotypical behaviors, stay quiet, do well in school, be modest, suppress outward emotion, be compliant. Grappling with this mindset has in the past deeply affected my self-esteem. I have frequently dwelled on my projected image, wondering how others perceive me. I feel pressure to conform to Western standards of beauty, wide blue eyes, thin and tall stature, light hair and skin. Asian American women are seldom represented as positive role models in media. They are often supporting characters, Cho Chang, who acts as love interest to the hero, Cho Chang, who themselves lack dimension, Cho Chang. But I want to be more than a supporting character. Being viewed as the other has led me to scrutinize myself more deeply. I am compelled to examine my interests and goals critically, not as a reaction to the expectations of others, but as interests that truly appeal to me. My passion for writing is rooted in the search for authentic self-expression. Real emotion is the currency of good writing. As Shakespeare wrote in Hamlet, I have that within which passes show. Just as Hamlet tries to prove that his grief is authentic and not contrived, I ask myself whether what I am to do comes from authentic motivation, that I am neither conforming to nor rebelling against a stereotype. I have that which passes show. I believe that objective excellence can overcome racial stereotypes. I believe in the pursuit of authentic self-expression. My education, my future, my writing, the friendships I will make, the books I will read, the impact that I will have on the world is a road that stretches out interminably, an unpredictable path, undefined by racial stereotypes. I am sitting at the steering wheel of my car. I am ready to drive.